catch that look in your eyes that you'll try to hide. But I see better when I'm away from you, 'cause I often wonder why you say that it's fine, that you don't even know the truth. Second the minute you're up and you're down, running in circles, you come back around, catching your breath but you can't make a sound, no. All I can be is the friend you confide every night when you're losing your mind, 'cause I don't wanna cross that line. You come back around. All I can be is the friend you confide every night when you're losing your mind. No, I don't want to cross that line.
I'm your host, May Santiago, and I'm here with my co-host, Jay Reed.
Hello, everybody. My name is Julian Reed.
Welcome to the show. Today we have a special guest, M. Rosie. Welcome to the show.
Hello, hello.
It's great to have you on today. How are you feeling?
I'm doing good on this Saturday. It's finally cooled down a little bit here in California, and I've been in the middle of doing house chores, actually. I'm in the middle of moving houses, so I'm doing the fun bit right now.
I was just following you online, and I saw you moving into a new place. Seems like you're having a good time over there.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the move. I'm originally from Northern California, and so I grew up in the Bay Area, and then I moved down towards Los Angeles. I think it's now been 4 years ago since I moved to Los Angeles, and so I was in LA for 2 years doing the music thing, just trying to get, you know, my name out there in the beginning. And once I kind of got a little bit more established, I then realized, I'm like, you know what, unless I'm doing like a show or like a session or have a really important meeting, everything's pretty much online because no one wants to sit in traffic. So then my family and I, we moved out to Orange County. Yeah. And so now we're in Orange County. We're moving houses once again. We kind of just move all constantly. We can't really ever sit still. So I'm really excited about this move. But yeah, it's just been all the fun process. I think we're professionals by now.
That's nice. And so tell us, how are you holding up? I know it's a lot going on in 2020. How's your 2020 been going? Besides the move, how have you been holding up?
I think we all like feel the same way about 2020. The running theme, I keep saying like 2020 deserves to like go in the trash can, basically. I'm hoping that it lifts up by Christmas, because you cannot take my Christmas spirit from me. It's just, you know, it started off really, really great. You know, I was getting ready. I just got signed with Sony Music. I was getting ready to release my first two singles with them. And you know, it was about a week before all the lockdowns took place. I was actually back in San Francisco doing some recording and filming and whatnot. And I was like, I'm getting ready for my first single release. And then literally I flew home and the whole world shut down. I was like, oh, okay. But, you know, through it all, it's just been remaining to be positive and keeping busy and releasing music and just, you know, just continuing to connect with fans and whatnot. I think it's just, you know, the year is going to be what it is, and you just have to kind of realize what's in your control and what's out of it and just kind of go from there. But so, you know, I'm safe. I'm happy with my family. So I really can't complain.
That's great. And have, like, during this process of 2020, just taking everything in, has that been like a inspirational thing for you to create? Like, has it inspired you to create music based off of all the things that we are currently facing in 2020, all these different things that keep coming at everybody? Has it inspired you in any way?
I think it has. I'm starting to kind of feel that way more so now, because in the beginning I was in the middle of releasing my singles. My first two singles got this feeling on the other side. So my head was really, really just focused on the releases and promoting and doing all that. So honestly, like during that time, I wasn't even really writing or thinking about too much, just because I was so focused on everything else at the time. But
right.
It kind of like slowed down a little bit. And I think now, you know, as I've kind of like, I think I would just say like now that those releases are out and then kind of getting ready for like, you know, the next coming chapter with things, and things are kind of starting to open up again. I actually just booked a session back in LA to meet back up with my producer. You know, I was kind of doing some stuff within my bedroom at my house and kind of getting a little bit of inspiration from there. And then I kind of realized like, I've been sitting in my room the last 4 months staring at these same four walls trying to be creative, and here I'm just starting to go a little bit crazy. So now I'm finally, in the next coming weeks, I'm going to be back in LA doing a session with my producer and kind of working on some of the song starts and whatnot that I have. So once I kind of like break out of like the routine and kind of get into a new surrounding, then I know like I just really like, I just like hop right back into it. So.
Right. And
right. Oh, go ahead.
I mean, I think, you know, in terms of like being inspired by the certain things that are going on right now, I think it's more because when I write, I'm always kind of taking song ideas and inspirations kind of based off of, you know, I'll kind of have a general idea or something or be thinking on like a general concept like that kind of everyone is can relate to and is universal, and then I'll just kind of start narrowing it down more towards something that I can relate to and kind of process myself, so that I can then, you know, I can then fully make sure that I get the idea across. So I think I'm starting to kind of, you know, there's been some song ideas and kind of things that are relative to the times I think that we just can all relate to that I've been kind of coming up with recently.
Right. So just tell us a little bit about, from our understanding, you've been doing this, you know, you've been, you know, in your craft since the age of 14?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started when I was 14, of all things. My parents at the time, I was doing like private vocal lessons and things like that when I was a kid. I never did choir. I never performed or anything. I was just incredibly shy about sharing my voice. No one, not even my closest family friends, knew I could sing probably until I was about 15. My parents, of all things, were out on a date night, and a gentleman came up and asked them for directions to a recording studio within the area. And he turned out to be Jay King from the group Club Nouveau. And after they started talking and my parents helped him find his way, he called the next day and wanted to meet me. And so I ended up being in a studio when I was 14 with Club Nouveau. And they really kind of took me under their belt. And after I, you know, I would finish school and then we would drive over to the studio and my parents would sit in the studio with me as I worked with them and learned how to record. And I really started pursuing it and going to Los Angeles when I was 16. So that was kind of when I really decided, like, okay, I'm going to think about professionally doing this and pursuing it. But yeah, I was in the studio at 14.
And you had mentioned you made that decision around the age of 16. So you were still in high school when, you know, a lot of this was happening. What was that like, you know, trying to balance the life of pursuing your craft, but also, you know, being in school and stuff like that?
I got zero sleep, like, actually. Like, just none at all. It was really, yeah. There was at that time, there was a lot going on within my life. So my parents at the time when I was 14 were kind of, you know, they were overseeing everything that I was doing. And when I was taking my first trips to Los Angeles, they were there with me 24/7 with everything. So they were basically like co-managing me at the time. And right the week after I got back from Los Angeles, after recording like my very first like cover demo EP thing, whatever you want to call it, my dad unfortunately passed away unexpectedly. And kind of everything stopped. Kind of everything really stopped right then and there from like a good 6-7 months, just because my family was obviously trying to get our world back in order. But, you know, my mom and I then just sat with each other and went, you know what, we're going to do this. And so that I was, you know, I was basically going to school and then I was cutting out of school early on Friday and driving to Los Angeles. You know, I would do homework on the I-5 during like the 6-hour car ride it was to get from my hometown to Los Angeles. And then that whole weekend, I would either be in LA, you know, I'd either be in meetings in LA or doing sessions and whatnot and just kind of starting to connect with some people. And then, you know, we would just get up early, drive home, and then I would, you know, do even more homework, and then I would be in class the next day. And that was pretty much my life, my entire junior and senior year. I think, you know, in terms of balancing it, I think, you know, I'm like almost too focused in terms of things. Like my time management was just like to the max. I was just so like, this is what I want to do. I was very driven. I think it was just more weird. Like I was the only kid in my school really ever, you know, doing music in that type of way. And my teachers, you know, weren't used to seeing, you know, someone that, you know, was leaving and going off to really do that. So my hometown was very traditional. So getting them to kind of understand it was a little bit difficult. But I, you know, I just really kind of would get in the car and go and escape to this other world. And that was just kind of my thing. It was really kind of something that helped me move forward, you know, not only within my life in terms of pursuing my dreams, but also move forward in terms of creating a world for myself after the passing of my dad, that I could really kind of, you know, put everything I had into it and, you know, be able to kind of escape the traditional world that was changing, you know, and evolving. Because sometimes people are afraid to, you know, accept the change that, you know, my family had lost a loved one. And so now the dynamic of my family has changed. And so now we're all setting off on our own paths to go create a new world for ourselves that we can be happy in. And that's really kind of that's really kind of the world that I was in for a good 2-3 years.
Wow. And so you're taking this unexpected tragedy that happened to yourself and your family. And you speak of changing the dynamic of moving around and making a way for yourself. Has this been something, I understand you recorded a song right after the passing of your father, Young Hearts, is that the song?
Yeah, so I released multiple singles actually shortly, like about a year or so following his passing. They're all basically like about him in a sense. So my very first single was Earthquake, my second single was Young Hearts, and then my third was Empty Space. And those three songs really were just straight up about his passing and my life as I was in the middle of grieving it. And there was, you know, plenty of other singles that were following that, like No Longer the Same, which was kind of the last single I wrote on the subject. That was really kind of like, okay, I'm writing this song to kind of close the chapter and allow myself to then be able to move forward and you know, just start kind of exploring and finding myself as an artist, really.
Wow. And so is that something that you've been able to channel that emotion into your music and your vocals? Because when I listen to your music, it's very emotional. It's very powerful. Your voice is amazing. So I know that has to come from somewhere, you know, not just raw talent, but I mean, just to listen to you, I could tell that there's something there behind the voice. And
thank you.
You have an amazing voice. Like, it's, you know, all amazing. Like, the tone of your voice is very reminiscent of the Adeles and things like that. Like, you listen to that voice and the tone, it's just amazing. And it seems like you sing on key at any time, any, like, just willingly, like, you could just, you don't have to prepare, it's just automatically. Is that how it is? Because I watch a lot of your videos and you just kind of go for it and you're always on key.
Yeah. I think, you know, like, I think that honestly comes from, like, you know, when I was a kid, like, I wouldn't shut up. And that's kind of how I got into singing, was just because, like, my parents would play music around the house and I would just hum along to it 24/7. So maybe my ability to sing on key is just by the fact that I can't shut up and I'm constantly listening to things and memorizing them. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, like, you mentioned artists like Adele. Like, Adele was literally, like, my idol growing up. There was, like, a straight year where I sang her 19 album, like, every single day. I've always been known to have this big voice. And, you know, I grew up training in classical and Broadway music, so I really honed in on that. And then around the time when I was 13, 14 was when I was discovering artists like Adele and Sarah Bareilles, and I just really was kind of out to find my own voice, because I had this big voice, but I didn't really have, like, a style or a tone that I could really say was mine. And that's kind of just, I think, you know, the emotion side of it just comes from the fact that I love it so much. I really think that it just feels like, since it's my way of expressing myself, I guess it just feels like I'm pouring everything into it, in a sense. I love that feeling. Like I always say, like, I know that I'm, like, fully in tune to the song and really in the moment when it feels as if it's like my voice is coming out of my fingertips. I can't explain it any other way than that. Yeah, my voice has just always been my instrument. You know, that's just always what it's been since I was, you know, like, 7 years old and singing Adele songs in my bedroom and whatnot. And yeah, it's always been there. And I think my style and my tone is just something that has come from my classical upbringing and then falling in love with, you know, soulful singers like Adele. Mm. And I was 14 listening to Donny Hathaway, and people are like, you're a 14-year-old singing For All We Know by Donny Hathaway. Who are you?
Oh my God. Why did you say that? No, look,
seriously, that was the first song I ever recorded in the studio.
Okay, did you record that? I just need to know if you recorded that, because now when you said that, I can hear that influence in your voice. Oh my God. Have you recorded any of Donny's music or, you know, anything like that, covered anything?
So when I was 14 and I was working with Club Nouveau in the studio, I started out by singing covers. That's how they taught me how to record and get used to doing session times. And so there is a recording somewhere in the depths of my computer of For All We Know, and it's my little 14-year-old voice on it. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I need to hear that. Like, is there any way you could sing, like, a line of that right now?
Oh man.
Just a line.
Let's see. I know. Let's see. For all we know, we may never meet again. Before you go, make this moment sweet again. There we go.
Wow, I got hairs on the back of my neck and said it up. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
As soon as she said Donny Hathaway, because I can hear the Adele, but as soon as she said Donny Hathaway, and I was like, that's it. That's what I hear. And I knew if you sang it, like, that is so on point. That's like, wow. That's like almost, that is crazy. Like, let me catch myself real quick, because Wow.
I can't tell you how many Uber concerts I've done. Like, I think I've done like 50 Uber concerts right now. Like, just going, like, I mean, what was it? So, actually, the last time I was able to travel before all quarantine and everything hit was when I was in San Francisco. And literally, I think when I was in San Francisco, I sang in two Ubers and I sang in a 7-Eleven. just because what happens is, like, we walk around and then, you know, I'm with my mom or whatever, and we just start chatting with people randomly in public, and then they ask me what I do, and then my mom is like, she's a singer, and then it just, like, I just, the moment the she's a singer comes out, I then just know, like, all right, okay, get ready, like, I'm gonna be singing something here. And so, yeah, I sang in a 7-Eleven, and then, like, 10 people walked into the store, and, like, a cop was there, and he took a photo with me. It was a really weird day, but yeah.
Wow.
So I'm used to singing on command, you know, at any moment. I'm prepared.
I think those are I know a lot of singers that are great singers that don't do that. They refuse to do it. I had a couple of people on the show that was like, nah, I got to drink some tea, I have to get ready. But then there have some people that are always ready, because, you know, like, at any moment could be another big moment for you, because you never know who's listening.
Well, so yeah, so when I first met Club Nouveau, that next day, the morning after J. King met my parents, he called my dad, as my dad was in the middle of, like, mowing our lawn or something like that, and was like, I want to meet your daughter. Can you come to Santa Rosa and, like, get lunch? And my dad's like, no, I got to do, like, chores, like, whatever. And then my mom's like, what are you talking about? Like, oh my gosh, get in the car, we're going. And so, like, you know, I'm 14 at the time. I just meet Jay, and I'm sitting there at the table, like, all shy, going, like, I don't even know what's happening right now. Why did my parents drag me to this lunch meeting with this guy? I don't know. And then I was in the studio, and Samuel Prater, who's the lead singer of the group, I'm standing there in their tiny little studio in Santa Rosa, and he goes, well, so I heard you can sing. So sing. And I'm just like, huh? I think I sang I Found a Boy by Adele, and I was in the middle of singing the song, and I was right about to, like, finish, like, the end bit of it, and Samuel just starts laughing, and, you know, I'm sitting there going, like, why is he laughing? I'm like, does he like it or whatnot? And he just turned to me, and he's like, how old are you? I'm like 14, you know, I'm just like so quiet and shy in the corner of this room, like shaking. He's like, you're 14. He's like, do you have any idea what your voice is going to sound like in 5 years? I was like, no. And yeah, that's like, but like moments like that, like that's what it's for, you know? But I just think it's like, it's fun to be able to share your voice like that. Like, so again, another story,
especially
literally
if you're
a month
good,
ago.
Though.
And for good, because I think it's fun, you know, like, I understand that I have something that not many people are capable of doing, you know, like, not
right.
many people yeah. can sing, like, everyone can sing, but not many people have trained in it and have sung for as long as I have and are doing it professionally, you know, so, like, for instance, a month ago, I was with my family, we were out at a park nearby us here, and there was this man that was just, you know, plucking away on his guitar, and we started talking, and next thing I know, I'm literally doing a concert, like a quarantine concert in the park. So I'm singing, I sang At Last by Etta James a cappella in the middle of this park, and there's like 50 people all spread out in the middle of this park, and they're just like, they just turn and they like look, they're like, what is going on? They're so confused. But yeah, so like I'm getting my performances in the middle of quarantine, that's for sure, yeah.
Wait, what song was that by Etta James again?
I did At Last.
Oh, At Last, wow. So if I was to ask you one more time, just one line, would you be able to do it? Can
uh-huh,
you do that?
Yeah. That one is like the on command one. Yeah. And you're going to make me laugh, don't you?
I'm sorry.
Oh, man. At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over, and life is like a song. Whoa. I hope I didn't blow out that speaker.
Wow. You are amazing.
I just got goosebumps all over.
I'm telling you, like, wow, that is so amazing. Like, oh, man.
I wish I could have heard this, like, in person.
I can't wait to this life, this world changes and goes back to somewhat normal where we can go into live shows again, because I definitely want to come to your show, because I feel like I don't know if I could handle all of that in person, but I literally got goosebumps. Like, I know Jay does too, because I like, literally chills everywhere. Like, that's crazy. But I definitely want to experience that, like, in person. I got to hear it live in person. Any of your shows, I just want to, like, get that raw experience, like, up close.
I know, I mean, I hope. I mean, who knows what's going on now? I mean, you keep hearing, like, 2021,
oh, no.
Some are saying 2022.
Right.
I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. If I have to do another, like, live, like, I feel like I've been doing, like, a bunch of live stream gigs and shows and whatnot, and, like, I'm just like, aren't people, like, sick of seeing me just, like, sitting here at the piano doing the same thing I've done, like, the last six times here? I don't know.
No, not at all.
But who knows?
Yeah, I was watching some of your, when your takeover for, I think it's pronounced Smole, a Smole or Smole?
Yeah, Smule, yeah.
Smule, yeah, mm-hmm. I watched that. That was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I've done a couple of those. Like, that one, that was funny. Like, again, I was in the middle of moving houses, so immediately after I finished that live stream, I was going back to loading stuff into our car and driving it over to the new place. So I just was, like, sitting there, I'm, like, in the middle of unpacking them, like, wait, I need to do this live stream. Like, plop my camera down and then just do that. But, yeah, those live streams are fun because I'll just do a bunch of – I just take song requests, you know. For that one specifically, I sang The Other Side, which is my latest single release, but – like, I'll just go comment a song request, and it's, like, a fun challenge because I'm then trying to figure out how to sing songs that I've never sung before, but I know them in my head just because I've heard them on the radio or something like that. So then I'm, like, figuring out my technique and everything on the spot, and it's just really spontaneous and fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely build the skills up, too.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely,
totally.
Definitely.
I'm ready. I'm ready to do more 7-Eleven concerts. You just gotta hit me up.
Let us know. So, who would you say are the top three artists that you would like to collaborate with going into the future?
Goodness. I always say someone like Calvin Harris at first, just because. I just want to have, like, that dance world. I'm just, like, I really, really just want to make – my family is, like, a dancing family, and so we're all constantly listening to, like, infectious music like that. But so I just think it'd be really fun to have an experience with a DJ because I just haven't had that yet, so I'm really interested in doing that. Another artist that I really love is the artist Rule. He's based in Australia. He's got, you want to listen to an insane vocal tone, just check him out. It's Ruel. He's only like 17, 18, but I just love his style because it's R&B, but it's, you know, it's so current for the times. It's befitting for his youth. And I just love the style of it. So I think that would be really, really cool. I'm trying to think of like a third person. So, like, I think more so, like, who I'm thinking of is more so people, like, in terms that I really want to, like, write with and write a song with and make a
right.
song with. I'm a huge fan of this one composer called Ólafur Arnalds. I'm probably butchering that name. He's from Iceland, actually, and he's one of my favorite composers, actually. So that's where my classical side comes in. I'm like, I want to do, like, the DJ synth pop dance song, and then I want to do some, like, sad, depressing classical song with, like, a string and orchestra. So that's
right.
kind of my spectrum. So that's off the top of my head, those three right now.
Have you ever... covered a Whitney Houston song?
No. I've sung the oh god. Now I'm like having the biggest brain fart of all time. I've sung a couple of her songs though. So I actually here's a story. My single In the Middle, which came
right.
out, when did that come out? That was end of 2018. So I co-wrote that song with George Merrill and Shannon Rubicam, and they are two, they've been two, besides Jay King and Club Nouveau, I would say that George has been, like, my mentor, one of my biggest music mentors since I was 14. I met him when I was 14. So George and Shannon actually make up the pop duo group from the 80s, Boy Meets Girl. They had their hit song Waiting for a Star to Fall. They, okay, together wrote I Want to Dance with Somebody and How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. And so,
wow,
George still lives in my hometown, Petaluma. He's in this little cottage, literally two blocks from the house I grew up in. George and Shannon are two of the sweetest people of all time that you will ever meet. And I was actually just earlier this year, I was writing with them again. And when Got This Feeling came out, we filmed, George and I together filmed a full live one take acoustic video of us singing the song at a studio. But so that's like, when you mention Whitney Houston, like that's what I think of, is George and Shannon. Because they're just two lovely people. But so I've sung the songs. I don't know. I think it's like you just don't touch Whitney, you know?
Right.
I just feel like you just don't touch it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Oh,
you just can't go there.
Right. Because you never know how that would.
I'll sing it in my bedroom.
Yeah.
I'll sing it in my bedroom to see if I can hit the notes, and then we just leave it there.
Because I'm just listening to your voice. You have such a, you have the type of voice that she has. It had a lot of power behind it. And mm-hmm. It just kind of popped up in my head. I was wondering, I wonder how she sounds singing a Whitney song. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. Sometimes it's not the best lane to go into, touching Whitney stuff.
I just feel like it's not, is, I mean, look, like everyone can cover anything, whatever they want. I mean, you know, I just think it's more so like when it comes to like some artists, it's like they're so phenomenal that it's like you just mm-hmm. don't like, you just want to let it, because it's just them. It's like it's only them. Like they're the only ones that can sing that song and have that same feeling, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree, because I definitely heard people try to do songs by Aretha Franklin, and they sound amazing, but mm-hmm. it's something about the original artist that made a name for that song and made it their own, that even if the next artist that comes behind them and they do an amazing job, you always refer back to the original. And
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I get that, because I don't see too many people trying to remake any Michael songs or anything like that.
I think the only thing we got going is that The Weeknd's voice sounds like Michael Jackson's at some point.
At some point, right?
Yeah.
Could you see yourself collaborating with someone like Drake?
I'm really open
for anything.
Because I know
you guys are so different, but it's sometimes different. It's always magical sometimes.
Exactly. You know, and that's kind of what I was saying, like when I was listing those three artists, like I just mm-hmm. want to think like they're just doing, like I just love seeing an artist that's like doing their own thing. And when you just mm-hmm. see them like totally just crushing that, and they're, you know, they have this, you know, such honed in style and brand. And I just think that's so cool. I just more so would want the experience of just getting to, you know, see their creative process and just, you know, collaborate together in terms of just connecting with each other. I mean, that's what music is about. It's just the coolest thing when you get into a room with someone who loves the same thing as you and has a completely different approach to it. You know, that's what makes it exciting and constantly changing and different, you know? So yeah, in terms of like ever collaborating with someone like a Drake or any other rappers and whatnot, like, you know, I'm very open for it. I think it's just when the time's right, and it'll be with the right person. So, yeah.
Yeah. That'd be amazing to see what you guys cook up in the studio. Just something different,
definitely.
You know, come together, two different styles come together and create something that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's needed.
And then we'll have to make some, like, viral dance video. Yeah, for sure.
Right. seems to be the thing now. So, is there any... So moving forward, what can we expect? I know you have the single currently. You have the single, The Other Side.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're pushing this single. Is there anything we could look forward to keep an eye out for? What's next for you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, right now, we're in such a weird time right now. I've got new music. I've got new songs and everything that I've been working on. And like I said, I'm getting back into the studio very soon to work on some more things. As for right now, I'm kind of behind the scenes working on a couple of things that I can't say just to see if they go through or not. Yeah, I think really in terms of – because honestly what it is right now with COVID – the opportunities for newer, smaller artists have just gotten so slim. You know, when you're seeing the press outlets that are open right now, the slots are solely going to like the top 10 artists on the radio mm-hmm. that people know and love. And I think because right now, I think a lot of people are going towards what's comfortable for them, you know, in these unusual, you know, crazy times. And I just think, so right now, in terms of when I will be releasing my next songs, I can't say for sure just yet, but I'm working on them and there are songs and they will be heard eventually. I'm just kind of waiting and talking that through with my team right now. So, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it will be coming. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah,
it will
we
be
are
coming.
Too. Definitely. And we'd love to have you back to come on. Like anytime you are dropping any new music or anything, we'd love to have you back on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we are fans of your music. So this has been a crazy experience today to be able to share this time and space with you today because we love your music. So we definitely would love to. Anytime, any single, anything you want to come on, just hang out with us and push some music and talk about music again. Love to have you back.
Yeah, yeah. I so appreciate it. And you know what? The next time we do it, it'll have to be in person so I can sing out loud some Donny Hathaway for you in person. So.
Okay. And look, we could be your background singers when you do that.
Okay. Good. You're going to
silent background singers. We'll be your silent background singers.
Yeah.
We're singing our parts in our head.
My mom has been calling that position for the last like 5 years. So you're gonna have to fight her for it. So.
Right. That's funny. Okay. And so we want to today. We want to thank our special guest. And I want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. Say M. Rossi.
Yeah, M. Rossi. E. M. R. O. S. S. I.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm from the South, so I don't want to screw your name up because. I'll say something totally different. But yeah, we want to definitely thank our special guest, Sony recording artist M. Rossi, for coming by and sharing her gift with us today. We've been privileged to be able to hear her sing just right on the spot. And like she said, next time, hopefully it'll be in person. I don't know. I'm still trying to see if I can handle that in person, but because I'm literally floored because I'm always taken back when I'm around great people that, you know, people that are like overly talented, and you're like one of those people that, you know, you just kind of, you're just in awe because there's a lot of people that can sing, but there's different people that have this, like this thing about them that captures emotions in people. And you have that. So,
thank you. I really appreciate that. That means a lot.
Yeah. So, I want to thank my co-host, Jay Reeves. And we're going to close the show today with Got This Feeling by the incredible M. Rossi. Rossi. See how I did that so quickly? Southern accent kicked in and then it just kind of screws
up.
I like it though.
I don't have a problem with it at all.
So we look forward to having you back next time, like you said. And so everyone have a great evening. Please stay tuned and check out her single, Got This Feeling. And please go check out her current single, The Other Side, on all platforms. And where can everybody follow you on social media?
Yeah, if anyone wants to find me on social media, my username for all platforms is @mrossimusic.
There you have it. Everyone have a great evening, and we're out. Got This Feeling.
Have a good one. Thank you guys so much.
It was a pleasure.
Stairway down, no.